I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Southern Baptists have a new president. The Nashville-based denomination elected a Florida pastor who views the response to the SBC's sex abuse scandal as overblown. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports that the choice appeases further right factions of the SBC.
For the past few years, the SBC's annual convention has focused on the fallout of sex abuse scandals and whether to enshrine a ban on women serving as pastors. Florida pastor Willie Rice won after asserting that he wouldn't budge on culture issues. Here's what Pastor Adrian Taylor said when nominating Rice.
The culture may change, the crowds may change, but God's word is immutable and it will never change. It is the inspired, inerrant, infallible word of a living God.
Rice assumes the highest position for the nation's largest Protestant denomination 4 years after taking his name out of the running. Rice bowed out after a deacon at his church was implicated in the sex abuse scandal that rocked the SBC at the time. He explained his reasons for that on a 2024 podcast.
I didn't want to put somebody through that who hadn't signed up for it. He wanted no part of being this national story. And in the end, I just realized, hey, it probably wasn't the right thing for me to do. And I stepped out pretty quickly.
Now that Rice has stepped back in, he'll lead the Southern Baptist Convention at a critical time for the church. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
The man in charge of Davidson County's jails says he plans to take the state of Tennessee to court. Sheriff Darren Hall says too many people who ought to be in state prisons are being left in his jail instead. Hall tells News Channel 5 he's continually asked the Department of Correction to carry out transfers, but those requests have been ignored. He says that it's created overcrowding in the local jail that costs Metro Nashville millions of dollars per year, and it means the jail cannot pass state inspections. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.